Tonight. Before we get too far, we have restrooms through that back door and to the left. I think men's and women's, there's one on each side. So if you need that, please feel free. And I'm going to ask Jeff Garrett, if he would come up and just open us in prayer. We've had so many weird things happen tonight. just with the venue and with people getting lost on the way here and things not working out right. So we need the Lord's help to just help everything be smooth so that we can hear the message that we're supposed to hear tonight from our speaker. So go for it, Jeff.
Abba, thank you for your grace, your love, your never-ending mercy, Lord. You have created us with the fear, the spirit not of fear, but one of courage and love and self-control. Let us not be distracted by all the noise we hear through media and everything, Lord. Let us just keep our eyes focused on you. Let us encourage one another. Anoint the speaker tonight that we can take the pearls that he has for us, Lord, go out in the marketplace and represent you in the lives of others that others may see you in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see if I can get balanced here.
So tonight I'm so excited to introduce to you Dr. Igor Shepherd. He's a medical doctor and is currently a readiness and countermeasures program manager at the Wyoming Department of Health Preparedness and Response Unit in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He's been a public speaker at numerous preparedness conferences throughout the United States, so conferences that prepare for disasters, pandemics, epidemics, things like that. And with the Center for Disease Control to help prepare and review emergency preparedness, cooperative agreement applications, strategic plans, progress reports, data, deliverables. Like, his resume was like this long, so this is just a short version of it. He also provides monthly briefings for the state essential function partners and health and human services representatives, so he's very familiar with what's going on with COVID around the country. And is going to be sharing a lot of information that you probably have not heard before. Before working for the state of Wyoming, he worked in various other emergency preparedness jobs and also at a Nevada nuclear test site for counterterrorism operations. And he was involved in technical research and development on national domestic preparedness and nuclear security for Department of Justice, Office for Domestic Preparedness, Department of Homeland Security, DOE, NNSA, DOD, DTRA, FEMA, National Guard, Tactical SWAT Team, Law Enforcement, First Responders, Medical Professionals. So we have a stupendous, amazingly qualified speaker here tonight to tell us about what's going on with coronavirus and the vaccine that's coming as soon as November 15th. It's supposed to be shipping out to states
beginning November 15th from Pfizer. Please welcome Dr. Igor Shepherd. Well, thank you, everybody. I hope you can hear me, my broken French accent. I'm from Russia, obviously. So I can repeat myself if you need it. That's fine. We had some disturbances today. My laptop died off. I'm not sure if NSA or something else is going on, but it's okay. I go by memory. I still have some left in me. So, my name is Igor Shepherd, and I came from the very dark world, okay? I'll be honest with you. Today, I want to speak from my heart, not from my computer. First of all, for the last 10 months, I was an intelligent section chief for COVID Response Unified Command at the state of Wyoming. I'm spending about 7 years working at the state Wyoming Department of Health. But before that, I need to go a little bit back in my background as a military physician, internist, and specialist on weapons of mass destruction. As I told you, I came from the dark world of communism. Okay, I was born under communism, I was raised under communism. Communism was all over me, around me and inside of me, okay? It's a very dark world, by the way. You don't want to taste that world. Now, the good news for me, in 1992, God shined his marvelous light upon a sinner like me. So I accept Christ in my heart. It's changed my life completely. Thank you. Not to me, to the Lord. So, but I need to go back a little bit because I'm connecting dots and links now. So you can understand what is the kind of vaccines coming upon us and how it's connected actually to Russia and China. Okay? Some things I will say you may never heard before. Some things you might say that's looks like illusion to me, but I want to speak from my back experience, my background. For 4 years, I spent time when I became military officer and military physician at Strategic Rocket Force of Soviet Union. I spent 4 years of my life as a chief health officer in Poland for special battalions, special operation battalions. That's a very unique place. We took care of actually maintenance of biological weapons, mid-range, specifically directed towards Germany, United States forces located at Germany. That's a time when I did a lot of stuff I'm not proud of. I did a lot of different vaccinations and immunization on people, soldiers, civilian personnel. I did not know what I was vaccinating them with because I should not know that. So they brought in suitcases clean ampoules with the material and I did injections. 800 injections an hour. Special auto-injectors. I could not check any side effects. Localized inflammation, generalized side effects, nothing. It was not my point because military intelligence was breathing upon me. So I spent some time in Poland. We took care of some things in there. And now I came in the United States. What shocked me now for what has gone on for the last 10 months in the United States, we call this COVID, so-called COVID pandemic, let's put it this way, gently. I want to speak that, I want to tell you something very interesting happened a few days ago when CDC decided not count flu patient cases anymore for 2021. What that means, all flu cases go towards COVID numbers because they're not high enough in the United States. We have a problem, we have a deception, and we have a treason.
Yes.
I will speak about treason later. But treason on the highest level. So, can you hear me okay without microphone? That's why I figure out. All right, that's good, thank you. So anyway, the point is what I'm trying to reach to you. When I start researching situation with COVID pandemic and SARS-CoV virus, I learned that this virus actually clearly very similar as the 2003 SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome virus, which happened in 2003. Similarities up to 80-85%, identical. So much identical that this virus cannot even be separated as a different strain of the virus. So that's okay, I understand. So by the way, this virus now is no longer this virus anymore. Since July of this year, this virus changed and shifted into something else. They said it's mutated. So we don't have a SARS-2 anymore. We need to call this SARS-3 or 4 or 5. Because mutations happen constantly with this strange ghost-looking virus. Okay, that's fine. Yes, please. Oh, great. Thank you very much. Anyway, so what I'm trying to reach, what I'm trying to say here, what I'm trying to say that when public health departments, HHS and CDC, need to push up the numbers for whatever reason in the United States because it's too low, it's not enough mortality rates, the hospitals is empty. That something is wrong here, okay? Something is not right here. In the state of Colorado, I have about 6 locations. It's called alternative care sites. They spend millions and millions of dollars thanks to Governor Polis on that locations. I'm joking, you probably understand that. But 28 million they spent on range, Budweiser, $28 million. They already dismantled the whole thing already. There's no patients there.
Yeah.
Nobody need that. So what's going on with this country? Why are we facing this? I tell you why we're facing this. I go back to my communistic time. I was trained to destroy United States of America. Forgive me for that, God, and forgive you, me. Please forgive me for that.
Forgiven.
I trained during Cold War to destroy United States physically, not spiritually, physically. When I say that, that's how darkness work. Some people say, oh, it cannot be so bad. I mean, come on, people not that evil. Yes, it's a lot of evil people in the world. I met many, I worked with many. So, speaking of vaccines, as we already understand, it's kind of strange and questionable situation about COVID pandemic. It just came just on time. So if I tell you the COVID pandemic was prepared for the last 19 years in the United States, are you okay with that?
Yes.
19 years, I believe, since 2001, first Operation Dark Winter, Exercise Biological. Between 2000 and 2006, I worked in some projects, some classified projects, at Nevada Nuclear Test Site, City Mercury, for NNSA, National Nuclear Security Agency. We did some work with DITRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. We did some biological tests inside the website, test site, and such things. It's a preparation. It's a long, long way. They know what they're doing, and they know how they're doing it. It took a lot of years for them to prepare for this moment today in the United States. And a global, it's a global mission to bring global communism in every corner of this land, not only the world, United States. The plan of destruction of the United States right now is going with a full speed. And vaccines is playing a major role in this part. Now I go back to my history, my military work in Poland and organizations and facilities in Soviet Union and today in Russia, who fully developed many biological weapons of mass destruction, viral, bacterial, and such, mostly chimeric weapons. And I want to name one institution I am familiar with. At that time was Lev Sandehiev, a general, one star, who was a director of that institution. It's called a Vector Institute in Novosibirsk, Russia. What's special about this place? The special about this place, they built vaccines for people. Vaccines, innocent vaccines. At least that's what they told to the world. But what they was building is weaponized viral weapons. Chimeric, recombinant DNA type, messaging RNA, mature RNA type, devices, biological weapons purified. They're still doing this after so long, about 40 years, okay? What strikes me the most, the six companies, not say five companies who actually involved today in production of billions and billions of vaccine, and one special, Pfizer. The coolers is ready already. They're standing and waiting for the moment to start shipping. Ultra cure, ultra cold level freezers. Pfizer, I will talk with you about Pfizer a little bit more. But what strikes me the most, the technology which they using, so-called revolutionary new, it's all lie. It's not revolutionary new technologies. That technologies used 30 years ago in Soviet Union, and in China, and North Korea, and Cuba, in laboratories biological, to develop biological weapons of mass destruction. Same technology that they're using today to develop vaccines for us. That's first message. Second, 1977. USSR 90-77 project. What's so special about that? It was H1N1 influenza outbreak in China first. Swine flu. You heard the swine flu 2009, H1N1 also. It was happening in 1977, 1978. So what's special about this project? The special about this project that in the city Leningrad, today St. Petersburg, they used subway systems to spray weaponized influenza A on Soviet population, 4 million sized people at that time in Leningrad, today St. Petersburg. 2 million people become inoculated, sick from that. When you have special dispersal devices with influenza weaponized, obviously something happened. Why did they choose subways in Leningrad? It's the deepest in the world. They go very deep in there. So airflow is beautifully can be controlled. Environmental situation here we're talking about. Around 70,000 people died from that event. The World Health Organization today only know about this as just a swine flu, or so-called Russian flu. It has nothing to do with Russia, it's all about China. Again, China. Okay? So what that means? Why they did that? I tell you why. They prepared vaccines before they spread all that material in the subway systems, and then they inoculate and vaccinate innocent civilians in Leningrad with that new built flu vaccine supposed to be affected. 70,000 died. So many years later, what I'm seeing here today, is that some kind of repeat Americanized style of communism coming to us? What's going on here? What's going on? The most technologists which used today by Big Pharma, and I already told you, is messenger RNA technology, which reprogramming our immune system and taking control of our immune system. We no longer control our immune system, it's controlled us. And it's released antibodies at the time when need to be released. Let's go back to Russia again. Russia has a lot of history, as you can see. Project Factor, classified project, Moscow, St. Petersburg. Early 90s, designers of biological weapons for rheumatoid arthritis, myelitis, and lupus erythematosus. They overstimulate autoimmune system of people to create super fast debilitating diseases. How long it takes to develop multiple sclerosis for a person? It takes time. If it's a biological release, it will take about 2 weeks and person cannot walk anymore. Okay, what's familiar with this? Let's look at the story of AstraZeneca, one of the UK companies in collaboration with Novavax, is another company, United States, by the way. I think they're from Massachusetts or Maryland. That's to develop also vaccine. Very nice one, SF9-BV. The platform of this vaccine used insect. How to call? Moth. You know, moth flying? It's my Russian. Armorworm moth. That's what it is. So they took extract genes from that insect and injected into vaccine. Okay, and this is what we'll be actually receiving very soon. And I don't even care about that much, about this story. What I do care about is immune system. Our immune system will be overstimulated and reactions not be just around injection site, which already proven by clinical tests, what they did already. What's else about this special about this vaccine from AstraZeneca? Well, they have a saponine. Saponine is actually natural soap. It's grown in a tree, Malena, I believe, the name from Chile. It's a bark from the tree, big deal. Well, the big deal is they're used as adjunct material to stimulate more immune system if it's not enough. Why do you think some people start developing strong clinical manifestations after they overdosed them with these vaccines? Then they said, oh, we have excuse. We put too much dose, let's decrease the dose. It's nothing to do with the dose. It's all about what's inside of that vaccine.
Yes.
Saponin is a material adjuvant which stimulates stronger immune system. But the problem is it's extremely cytotoxic. It's not only destroying cells, but it's also create hemolysis in the cells. It means coagulatory system is damaging. It means people be bleeding to death, but not fast, okay? Not fast. And we start with splenum. Then we can talk about liver a little bit more. So, okay, all this guy is done already. Everything is fine and clear. What's the problem now? There's no problem. Clinical trials is done super fast, as you know, you've heard. You heard in the news a few things. Do you think they actually showing you what actual clinical data is after all these tests? Why are they not talking about Filipino physician who died from that vaccination, for example? How about two women from UK who now disabled practically, and I still have a question on the subject of that disability, because one developed myeloidosis, and it seems to me like called ADEA, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis. Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis only happened in one person and 250,000 people. It's not normal. Vaccinations does not do this. Then my question is, why is the myeline got affected? Why she start losing intensively her myeline? Myeline used for what?
Around your spinal cord.
Yes, for nerve signal. That's what it's for. When you have no myeline, signal is disturbed. It cannot go from axon to dendrite anymore normally. She barely walked a few months ago and they said recovery will be 2 years. I don't believe recovery happened at all. But that's not the point. The point is why this has happened with her. All clinical trials took only healthy, medically exempt and tested adults. And she was healthy at that time. So what's the story here? Let's go back to the Project Factor again. Russian Federation, the classified Project Factor, when they did tests on myeline and depletion of myeline, same technology used for development of biological weapons in Russia in the early 90s. What is going on? How did Big Pharma know all that stuff? Well, some people came, defectors came. You don't know their names. I know only one name, Nikolai Popov, his name. He's a specializing design bioweaponer from Russian Federation. He worked in Vector Institute and other locations. Finally, CIA found him in Texas many years ago. I don't know where he is now, but he has enough knowledge to help somebody for good money. I am not blaming anybody, I'm not using names. But you need to understand, there's a lot of evil science in the world, okay? There's a lot of evil science and a lot of evil scientists. Okay, how deeply evil are they? Okay, Marburg U, biological weapon. Why it's U? Because it's developed from the body of died doctor, okay? Nikolai Ustinov, his name. He died in 1988 when he made mistake. He injected himself, his thumb, with a needle, with a Marburg virus, hemorrhagic fever virus, weaponized already. Instead, the mouth, he cut himself. Obviously, animal did not want to get that injection, he got it. He died very fast, in 1 week, he bled to death. All right, that's a story, you can read all this about him. But what happened next is interesting. They preserved his body for some time, they took some organs, and actually create variant Marburg U after his name. And that Marburg U biological weapon is the strongest hemorrhagic fever biological weapons ever exist in the world. And it's still inside Russian stockpile. Okay, how many can be affected by that weapon? Many. 1-2 million in one shot urban area, New York or LA. Probably 3-4 weeks time. No vaccine, no treatment, and never will be. It never will be. What kind of crazy person can develop something which kill everything, including themselves? It's all about distance, my friends. An ocean separate Soviet Union from United States. Iron Curtain. It means Iron Curtain. It means it's shut down. Can you go to North Korea at any time? Recently, anybody visited? Good luck. Try to penetrate this country. That's a serious stuff. They build biological weapons without resolution. What that means, kill as many as possible, as much as possible, as fast as possible.
Okay, but it's the Russians. I mean, they're all crazy. I understand that. Yeah, they're crazy. In fact, they have a technology built biomass of smallpox annual 200 metric tons annually. 200 metric tons of smallpox weaponized Russians can build in 1 year. Why? 50 kilograms can kill the whole world in 100 days. Why you need 200 tons? Because we're all crazy. Because Lucifer does not have boundaries. And when men follow Lucifer, men becoming Satan himself. And we have those today who working for Big Pharma, and those like Bill Gates who actually serve him.
Yes.
That man put so much money into so many things. All vaccine companies controlled by him, all of them. You know how many vaccines actually built in the world today for COVID? Almost 200 modalities, 200. Every nation trying to build something. And only six chosen for United States, especially. And all those six, actually five of them, messenger RNA technology. Messenger RNA technology is unknown for human beings, never tested before. So tell me, please, I just simply ask you a simple, simple question. It's a logical question. Following CDC, recovery rate from COVID-19, 99.8%. I want to repeat myself, 99.8% recovery rate with this disease, deadliest in the world disease. We're all afraid of it. I'm still trying to find somebody to meet who actually had it. 3-4 days and gone. CHQ, take some zinc and you're all right, okay? It's less mortality rate than seasonal flu, some of them. Word. In fact, mortality rate is only 0.1, 0.5% only. So what is the problem? Please tell me. Now stop yourself and think. With this type of a situation, we need to vaccinate 7 billion people on Earth and very, very fast. What's wrong with this picture? Mm-hmm. I want to ask you just a logical question. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with this picture? Mask wearing? I feel free in this room today, all right? I don't see masks on your faces. Woo! I don't see distancing. And I don't see lockdowns of the church. Okay? So what the heck is that about? H1N1, swine flu 2009. 67 million ill people in the United States. 67 million diagnosed with swine flu 2009. Any masks? Any lockdowns? Any distancing? So what's the problem today in 2020 with the strange ghost type of a coronavirus? It's so scary. It does so much inside of me. I'm shaking. So what's the problem here? The problem is agenda. This is a problem. And let me tell you something else, if you've not heard before. I believe every public health department in this nation infiltrated with communists today. I believe every state government and federal government infiltrated with communists today. This is why you have a lockdowns and mask wearings and all that other stuff. They're just following Chinese style of response because Chinese know what to do about it. Have we become communist country? Do we have any freedom left inside us, if not outside? So what's wrong with us as a nation, as a republic? It's agenda. Please understand. The message is urgent. And this is why I'm talking today about these companies like Pfizer. And now let's talk about treason. All six companies deeply connected to Chinese manufacturers and Chinese research companies. I just give a few examples. Pfizer, yesterday on the news, 90%, great results. Everybody, savior is came. The savior is came to the world to save us. All right, two injections, 21 days apart, no problem. Okay, so what's the problem is then? I tell you what the problem is. They forgot to tell you something very important. Pfizer working with BioNTech, German company. German company and Pfizer working with Fosun Pharmaceuticals from Shanghai, China. Oh yeah, how do they work with them? They developed vaccines for us. Such a big deal, Chinese developed vaccines for us, so what? Now we're talking about BIB a little bit more. Beijing Institute of Biotechnology and Academy of Medical Military Science of China. What I'm trying to tell you, that all companies who are trying to build billions of doses of vaccines in the United States connected to Chinese People Liberation Army. It means Chinese military by defense. And to prove that statement even more, I need to talk about Chen Wei. She's a general, she's a one-star general in the biodefense. It's not biodefense, it's bioweaponry complex of China. She's the head of all vaccination projects in China, all. And she has direct access to all vaccination companies in connection with United States providers. This is a treason, people. Can you see what's coming to us? Do you think China loves you? Do you think Chinese military will not take opportunity? Is that all examples? No, it's not all examples. Clove, another company, Chinese, also working with BIB. They all directly working with them. CanSino is another Chinese company. Also, so they all connected to AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, actually through Jessen is another company, not Chinese, actually, but very deep roots in China since 80s. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to tell you we have a problem. I'm trying to tell you that side effects which covered during clinical trials, and it's not very clear, they don't even know what kind of side effects happen in 2-3 years from now. The normal vaccination should take 5, 10, 15 years development of new vaccine. Up to 15 years novel vaccines time. Now it's squished into 2-3 months. Secretly, it was not 2-3 months. That was ready a long time ago for you, many years ago. I hate to tell you. When I read paper from Moderna, I almost choked when I find that they proclaim on January 11 or 12, 2020, when for the first time Chinese CDC, whoa, trusted organization, right, sponsored and fed by Bill Gates directly, by the way. That organization said, we sent gene sequence first 5 genomes to the whole world to see. Oh, thank you very much, Chinese from Wuhan. It's a wonderful news. Then Moderna said they developed vaccine after that when they received that samples in 3 hours.
Wow.
3 hours. You understand? You know why? Because all these vaccines built with algorithms. It's mechanical. It's all built with algorithms. It's all computerized. They try and reprogram us now. They use vaccine computerized to reprogram our bodies, actually. Then they tell me, no, messenger RNA technology cannot reach nucleus of the cell. No way. It's not reach your DNA. Don't worry, people. It's not change your DNA. Are you sure? It's not what I heard from Russia when they did tests with messenger, mature messenger RNA, and injected that stuff right straight in the nucleus. Though they did different materials, they did different techniques with gold foil, zinc foil, and such. Old days. Now they're using more advanced technologies, thanks for Chinese again, like CRISPRs. You probably heard that technology when they start messing around with embryos. Yes? Yes, it's all humans done, everything is done. Do you think it's all this? Oh, yeah, no, 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 we're not doing this, we never do that. Are you sure when you have an agenda and you should be dedicated to this agenda? Okay, agenda, what agenda? The global communism, that's an agenda. And it's already here inside the United States. It's not common, it's already here, please understand that. We have very short time, people. Very short time. So in a few weeks, or maybe on November 15, I don't know, in 5 days from now, this shipment start moving. And people start vaccinating. Essential personnel, hospital providers, first responders, and all those public health nurses who need to inject others with these vaccines. And they don't even know what to do because they need to use dry ice, 160 pounds of dry ice for pizza box. They call pizza boxes, 1,000 vials inside. They can burn their fingers, nobody trained them, just go and do it. Hey, not a problem. I don't have a dry ice. We don't have dry ice. You know, Albertson maybe have dry ice. Public health departments do not have dry ice. My expectation for all these vaccines, ultra cold type vaccines, the problem, not just safety, then they unstable. Few 5, 6, 7 hours in a cold, in a warm temperature, in a room temperature, they might start changing their structure. I don't even know if they actually for COVID disease at all. I kind of trying to push on you this idea a little bit. Are you sure this is what it's all about? This so-called pandemic with 99.8% recovery rate and the whole world need to be vaccinated fast. Then we're talking about digital IDs, then we're talking about immunization certifications and all kind of stuff. There's a lot of stuff developed. Few more minutes. DARPA. DARPA is a dark organization, United States military. They actually was opened in the 50s, counterpart of Soviet Union. I don't know if you know this. $1 billion was dedicated after September 11 to biological projects, dark biological projects of United States. $100 billion, that's a lot of money, isn't it? So do you think they will buy some embryos and grow in smallpox or something old school stuff? Oh no, they advanced very far, in fact. All six vaccination companies who building vaccines for United States, all in a deep relation and financial advantages from DARPA directly, military, United States. Why such a close relation? Let's talk about Moderna. Moderna is another mRNA type technology vaccine. They have a close relation with DARPA since 2013. One full colonel, his German name, Dan Wadendorf, his name. At that time, he was a full colonel Air Force. He get an idea. Oh, we want to do antibodies very fast for all soldiers and civilian population. We want to fight these biological weapons of Russians in 60 days. Oh, good idea. $298 million we give you. You have a good idea. Not for his pocket. I'm talking about four-year project. Moderna came and started working on that subject. So Moderna now, I'm not surprised, sponsored by DARPA deeply, very deeply. Is that all what they do? No, it's a Project P3. Autonomous system, which is supposed to choose best antibodies and the best soldier after blood extraction from him and multiplying that quickly. And now we come into the box. Project box. What's a project? I call this box. It's not a project box, actually. It's called container 666. Ooh. You know, yeah, Lucifer love to show up sometimes. Is that right? All the time. Everywhere, patents for vaccines, 060606, okay, Bill Gates, I know you love the number, I understand. Military United States also love that number, not the whole military, the special military, by defense projects. They're not working for us, they're working for globalization projects. They're working for UN, World Health Organization, that's who they're working for, okay? So what's special about that box or container, size 666? It doesn't even make sense. It should be about 8 feet by 8 feet. No, it's going to be 6. Okay, fine. The project is, it's called Nuclear Access on Demand Now. That's the name of the project, kind of strange. Okay, fine. The point is, what they wanted to do, they want to build this mobile transportation complex. Looks like a container. Inside of that container, you'll see a lot of different instrumentation. And that container can produce hundreds and hundreds of vaccines in few days, very fast. Supposedly, only to fight biological terrorism. My goodness, I'm waiting for the biological terrorism for 20 years in the United States. Now, I'm not talking about biological terrorism when they send that senator, I don't remember his name, in the mail, bunch of anthrax. Oh my gosh, we're all going to die. All right? And the roots of that biological terrorism came from some fort, some kind of fort, all right, of the United States. And the person who was accused on that hanged himself. It's a different story. They helped him to hang himself. But the point is, yes. It's not the point here. The point is they want to send these boxes all over the world, not only in the United States. So let's say every state had this complex in place, okay? Oh my gosh, something happened. I heard biological release occur. Really? Hey, come on, container's coming. We're coming to help you. It's okay if they do this on soldiers. I got a lot of stuff inside of me since 17 years old, all right? All kind of revolutionary vaccinations. In fact, there was a revolutionary vaccination because Russia today most advanced on immunostimulation of soldiers. I was running half a naked in the streets of Leningrad, minus 20 degrees Celsius, and I could not get sick. I wanted to get sick, I could not get sick. That's what that vaccines can do to you. They stimulate innate adjuvant, any kind of system, even autoimmune system stimulated. That's how much. Then you kind of get sleepy for a few weeks. But the point is, you're untouchable at that moment. How untouchable it is. I worked with the project multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. They did not allow me and other teams have a masks on. They were coughing in our faces. And we said, you breathe in, friend. I want to see if our vaccines work on you. So I was a guinea pig for many years myself. We only lost one guy. He lost like half a lung due to tuberculosis. Everybody else, nothing, nothing, okay? Yes, they did a lot of different projects under the subject of immunostimulation. And I'm concerned about these vaccines now because all of them can overstimulate the immune system because we're losing control of our bodies over that. That's not a good news. So go back to these boxes, containers. Now imagine how fast they can develop that vaccine for us in 2 days. No clinical trials at all. Immediate injection. Who? Are you like that? Do you like to be immediately injected by something, not even tested at all, because military told you so? But it's common, people. It's common, unfortunately, because we're losing our freedoms. And we're losing our freedoms fast. So, I decided to come out from the darkness, because I was in the darkness for a long time. Whatever I talk today with you is a lot more. I don't have time enough to talk about this. But the problem is, we're all duped by federal and state and local governments. I'm sorry to put this way directly to you. During Obama administration, for 8 years, they infiltrated every department possible in the United States with leftist ideology. Those people not just came there. I met a lot of people who have no education, even right to hold program management positions or being a senior administrator at all. They're not related. How you got the job? Not your business. Okay. What do you like the most? I love equality in any shape. I don't like private properties. I don't. Let's give this all away. Let's have nothing and love our government to death. Only one problem. Don't forget eugenics. And I want to talk about Pfizer again. I cannot cover all every vaccine company, but Pfizer is coming on board very soon. I researched Pfizer a 3-messenger RNA formulation, not even one, a 3-messenger RNA coming into your body with a different purposes. Some purposes innocent, some not, and some questionable, but it's patent. Who tell you? It's a secret, sorry, cannot talk to you. I cannot talk to you about that, I'm sorry. It's classified. Okay, I understand, I feel already comfortable and cozy in my tummy, okay? Now, the problem about this only one single Pfizer organization is this. They're using nanoparticles, lipids, 3 forms of lipids used. I don't remember, LNP, polyplex, and something else, I don't remember. The point is, they put that messenger RNA between lipids like a sandwich, and that goes into the cell and penetrate membrane of cell without any problem. Goes deep inside. Okay, fine. It's not supposed to reach nucleus of the cell at all. It's not supposed to reach DNA or our human gene. Not supposed to. But the problem, forget about human gene right now even. I want to say something else. All that materials, and I did just yesterday this research, I found information, all have PEG, or it's pegylated artificial synthetic material. So what is the pegylated material is all about? This material is practically plastic, but it's not just a plastic. That plastic not biodegradable. It will not degrade inside your body. And it's more into it, the storyline. It will affect your offsprings more than you. How? Psychological effects mostly. Paranoia, psychopathies all kind, and neurological effects for sure. So we built next generation of children in the United States with such effects. It will be disastrous. Well, it's not happening, just, you know, we just look at the local effects, a little boo-boo in there in the arm, so what? I want to look not at the boo-boo in the arm and little inflammation or edema. I want to look 2, 3, 5, 6 years from now. That's what I like to look. So forgive me if I say that, and I hope I cross some kind of ideas in your mind, but I call all these vaccinations against COVID-19 vaccine is a biological weapons of mass destruction. And I call it 3G, global genetic genocide. And this is common, not only to United States, but the whole world. Well, everybody estimate this and everybody estimate that. But the truth is, with this kind of vaccines untested properly, with revolutionary technology and side effects we don't even know, we can expect millions of people will be gone. That's a dream of Bill Gates and eugenics. He's sleeping and dreaming about this. Yes. Few billions be even better. Less mouth to feed, less water to drink, less air to breathe. They already put masks on us so we're not breathing too much. So good, 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 okay. The bail system love it, okay? So, if you say to me, well, that's all in the North Korea, crazy people, or Russia, you know, the Putin and all that stuff, and all that bunch of killers in there. Oh, no, it's not the leftovers of communism at all. They're here, they're present. If you think Soviet Union collapsed, Soviet Union collapsed on time to collapse. They all went to shadows. And now in the United States, those who was in shadows for a long time coming out. And they're not the nice people. They not work for us. They not work for this republic. Who they work for? UN, WHO, World Health Organization, and of course, the group of special. The very special people. Don't talk about them. It's not even 1%. They're more special. It's 0.5% of those. Do not talk about them. Because they are control all of us. And honestly, with this COVID vaccination campaign, we all be guinea pigs. So let's see what's happening 5, 7, 10 years from now. Do you think they gave us that much time? I think we'll see this a lot more and a lot more aggressive. And then they can blame, I'd call it plan one plus plan B. First they vaccinate us, and then maybe something else happened. something else. Oh, second pandemic coming, but something different. You know what? It's not SARS anymore, SARS 2. It's not severe acute respiratory syndrome. Looks like viruses. It's probably mutated. Every time virus mutate, they tell on the public it's become more infectious, more deadly, and bad. Every single time. We're not dealing anymore in this winter time with the SARS-2. It's already mutated in something else. They have no name even. The name is actually just a seasonal flu count for COVID cases. That's what it's all about. People have adenoviruses and rhinoviruses and little colds in their noses. And they immediately, what? Justify, that's a COVID. Let's do the test. Ooh, I don't have time for tests. I need another hour to talk with you about RT-PCR tests and all this antibody tests and Bionex Now tests and all that, special tests, because they're all adjusted to specific messages and not by us. They came from some special manufacturing companies. And don't call me, please, conspiracy theorist. You know, my wife, my beautiful wife right there, June, and that's her why I become actually Christian in 1992. She brought salvation to my life. What I want to say, 2004, we wrote the book. You're not finding the book probably anyway. I don't care. I'm not selling anything to you at all. It's 16 years ago, inside the red zone, about my life, miserable, all right? And not miserable in Christ after that. But the point is, they call us conspiracy theorists. 16 years ago, we talk about New World Order is coming. The global communism is coming. Wake up, open your eyes, please. Do something about it. Is the American plan to do something about it? My question is. But you know what? When we are under Christ, and that's a good news for us, we always have a hope. We are going in a dark, dark winter. In fact, we're going in a dark century, if we have even survived that century at all. We're going in a very dark time, so it's not a joke. That's why my message is urgent to you. And I only want to say, if we believe the word of God, this we need to believe completely. In Isaiah 54:17, I believe, or 56, he said, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. And we stick to this, because it's a heritage of servants of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
He gave us that for free. Okay? Doesn't mean we will not suffer. Doesn't mean we not suffer. What's coming here, bigger, bigger than all of us. Only Lord bigger than them. Okay? That's why without him we simply perish. America needs repentance first. That's what America needs. And after that, you need to choose your life. What do you want to do about it all? Because they come to you, to your families. They take everything from you. We're fighting now about small businesses and polis. That polis is a puppy, it's a little puppy of nothing. It's nothing to do with him even. The whole small businesses will be gone with the wind, completely gone under communism. Your whole private properties will be gone under communism. Your livelihood and your desires, your dreams will be gone at the communism when it's come. It's ugly. It's very ugly in the Luciferian. What do you can expect from Lucifer? More than nothing for us. And if you bow down to this, and if you bow down to this before the Baal, it will not save your life anywhere. You think you take vaccine and everything be dandy and okay? I tell you what's happened with the United States in 2021, 2022 for sure. That vaccines become common annual, semi-annual event. Mandatory for all. I lived under that mandatory vaccinations half of my life in Soviet Union. You don't ask questions. In fact, you don't even ask what they're injecting inside of you. You just do it. That's what Chinese doing today. They're not asking questions. It's not a good world to live. Not a good world to live. Okay? So, with this to say, I just want to tell you that I think I screamed too much today. That's emotional. You know, I'm not an emotional person. I've never been emotional. Lord make me emotional. I never cried at all. You know? When we did strategies of the war with United States, 100 million gone, 100 million here, who cares? When you're under umbrella of bail system. But when Christ pull you out of that swamp, then you open your eyes and say, oh my God, what I am done. I am glad we all can be forgiven. Yes. And it's a wonderful thing for us. But I just wanted to tell you, get ready for the hard ride of your lifetime. A lifetime. You might see things you never see before in this country. You will not recognize this country. In 6-8 months, you will not recognize this country at all. And you say, oh my God, what's happened? Where are you, God? Why you lift your hands away from this republic? Without him, we all perish into the darkness of the bail system. And that bail system has no mercy. Never had, never will. So I want to thank you. I know I'm 1 minute over. I tried my best.
Keep going.
Thank you very much. And, you know, if you have any questions, please ask.
Yes,
I answer the best of my abilities. Thank you.
Wow. Did you fasten your seatbelt before he started speaking?
I forgot.
So I was blown away when we talked to Igor and his wife. Just everything that we've read, everything that we've studied, we're all researchers. It's conspiratorial, right? And people write it off. And if you're like me, you took it and you put it on a shelf. Yeah, we'll see. But little by little, we are seeing it being fulfilled now, rapidly, all the time. And here's Igor in June confirming it's not just a conspiracy. We're not crazy, we're not nuts, we're not extreme. It's really happening. So please write your questions. We'll have some people collecting questions and bringing them forward just like we do at every meeting. I want to just encourage everybody, part of what we're doing with Keep Colorado Free and Open is we're forming a community. We're like-minded. Doesn't it feel good to come every couple weeks and know that you're not alone, that there's other people who think the same way?
Yeah. Woo!
Who see the same things that you see, who believe the same things that you do. We don't have to be uniform in what we believe and what we think, but we all know that what's going on around us and what we're being told does not match the facts. We see that the data doesn't add up. We see that the mandates don't make sense with what's going on. We know that the tests are corrupted. We know that the data is corrupted. We know that we're being lied to, but it's so big that we don't know how to take it on. It's David and Goliath, right? Igor's right. The answer is in Christ, and we have to bond together as a group. We have to bond together as a community, and we're going to need each other to make it through what's coming. It's a complete downer. I wish that there was more hope. There's hope beyond this. So, but in the immediate time, we need to be prepared. All right, we have some questions coming in. Come over here. All right. How do you have a job in public health, given your perspective, Igor?
Woo! Well, in the last years, I'm glad 7 years ago I got this job in the state public health department. I learned a lot, and maybe too much. If you ask me how deeply I'm enjoying the job, well, I don't anymore. And I don't know. I guess I'm glad that I see some things what other people might not, and I can analyze some things what people not, and that's help. Yeah, who knows for how long I'll be around. Yes. A lot of people say, well, my, you're still alive. Yeah, I'm still alive, okay. You will still have a job. Yes, I still have a job. It's not about public health department, it's about coming out from the shadows and cry out to people. That's what it's all about. Because we're in a situation when you need to do that.
Amen.
You just need to do that. Christian, un-Christian, I don't care. You need to do that. You need to go and speak to others, please. So yes, I enjoyed working for public health department for some time. I cannot say I do now because I see what's happening. I see that they knowingly or unknowingly following the bail system.
Yes.
Bail system in place already in the United States. You just not see it yet, but its ugly teeth already coming out. And like I told you, most public health departments have infiltration already for many years, and this is what it is. So I just want to say, well, that's, you know, where I am for now. My lucky number is 7 usually, so.
Can I tell them what you told us about?
Oh, about, no, you can talk free. He told us.
Yeah. I may not have a job in 6 to 8 months.
Well, I said.
When he's taking the risk coming out here and talking to people.
It's okay. I mean, I've been in a more precarious situations
in my life. And, you know, you don't like when CIA knocking on your door and asking you for free dinner. I did that. All right. It's fine. They don't know much, by the way. That's a different story, right? So they think they know, and they pretend they know, but they don't. It's other agencies much more qualified, but it's a different story.
All right. So here's 3 questions that are pretty similar. So can you talk about chipping and surveillance in the vaccinations, technology for tracking and tracing people, and the whole technocracy and globalists' desire to control every aspect of our lives? So all this chipping and surveillance and tracking.
Well, we're all tracked already, you just don't know. I mean, all right. Toss your cell phones and you'll be free, maybe. All right. Speaking of tracking and everything else, one thing I forgot, which might be not related, or do related, 5G. When you turn the 5G on after vaccinations with these vaccines, some things might occur, okay? And when I say some things, I'm not talking about you'll be brainwashed or something like this. Though I believe this vaccine is the first step in the transformational synchronization of your body. The more vaccines will be added to you annually in the form of a mandatory or not, because they need to create links and bigger genes inside and shift it more and more from your human genome God gave you. Okay? At some point in life, it will not be returned. I don't know when it's happened. A lot of people, it's a surveillance. Listen, I heard some stories, and I need that. You know, I always looking for solid evidence because of Google and Oracle, two big corporations working closely with CIA and NSA. They have some projects actually, and I heard rumors that they actually put biochips into the vaccines for 2 years, and after that they disappeared, so they can actually control your temperature, your signs, your feelings, whatever it is. First of all, if they put something in you, they will not disappear in 2 years. All right? They will not. They're not self-destruct. They can do self-destruction of your human body. That's a different story. In 2 years. Surprisingly. That's a different story. So surveillance, they're talking about bandages with all kind of hydrogel, okay? And a lot of companies doing all kind of research like this. Yes, that is correct. But the point is, again, what I'm seeing from my personal experience in communism, you still have your soul, but you don't know about it. Does that make sense? You belong to the state, including your soul. Does that make sense? I born under communism. I didn't know nothing else. I thought it's normal until Christ told me, no, it's not. There's no truth in that. It's a lie. Then you say, wow, light bulb there. Now, this type of communism is technocratic communism. It's still communism. It still control you, but you don't need to have 1 million KGB agents all over the place, like in Soviet Union, snitching around, sniffing around, okay? It's all be done by artificial intelligence, and unfortunately, yes, we are in that level now. Absolutely. Do I want to, tell everybody when I go to the bathroom, and for how long, and why you're flushing so much water? You should not flush so much water anymore. We need to save for environment that water. I'm sorry. Okay? That's a global communism. It's a control. Yes, that's what it is. So I don't know if I answered the question. But yes, levels of surveillance is different. NSA think they know all. They don't know all. Also. Nobody knows all but God. Lucifer think he knows all, but he doesn't. And that's his downfall, by the way. So I'll be waiting when his house start dividing, which will happen eventually. Because it's all about the power, nothing else.
Yes.
Right. Ooh, you want to clap for that one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So explain how Dr. Fauci is connected with Moderna, and how involved is Donald Trump with all of this? And do you plan to have a conversation with him? Because he promotes the vaccine, right?
Yes, from what I heard, yes, he seems like promotes vaccines. And, well, $10 billion dedicated for that effort. Now, Fauci, well, Fauci. It's not about insignificance. It's nothing to do with this, all right? I met in my life Fauci's in Soviet Union plenty. And I'm not saying he's a brilliant, not brilliant virologist. I'm not talking about this at all. I know he has an interest in Moderna. I know he has stocks in not only Moderna, on other organizations. And that's why they pushed a lot. Specific companies, insignificant companies like Moderna or Novavax, who never produced nothing good at all, except losing the money. But they put stocks in them because it was a time to put stocks in them. They know how to manipulate market. They know how to manipulate people. It's very easy. So Fauci, I know he was very heavy. Should I not tell you this? It's not about him. I know he was a long time sitting in there as a director, National Institute of Health, not the Institute of Health, Allergy and all this other stuff. Since 80s.
Well, not
80s, yeah, long time. Yes, HIV, hero of HIV. Right. I have no evidence of anything. I just speak from my experience. Same years, I was sitting in different military organizations, medical in Leningrad, and listen lectures of some colonels, professors from Soviet military. They never mentioned him by name, of course not. But they did mention something, strike me, and I remember till these days. HIV developed by United States Department of Defense and tested in African population first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a biological weapon, tested, and it's a prolonged effect. It's gone for so many years, so many billions of dollars taken by some organizations to fight HIV. Let's create vaccine now. You know how many years has already passed? 40 or more? And we're still not there. We never will be there. That's actually a capitalistic way to do things, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I give you a pill. But it's only work about 10-15%. I give you another pill in about a few years. You buy this one now, and we can keep going. Yeah. So, I did not say that he was involved in operations. I just know that operations done by United States military in Africa. And, hey, that's all I can say about that. So I don't know personally Fauci. I won't know him. He wearing too many masks. I cannot see his face. He's faceless to me.
Yes.
Oh, well, now we'll go in a sensitive area. Yes, Donald Trump. Okay. He's a businessman, is that right?
That's right.
He always been. Apprentice. I love that show, actually. Wonderful show. You know, all that. He made a lot of money on that show. I tell you what about I don't like about Donald Trump, and I'll be honest with you. Maybe this way I put. He's saying that he care about people, but I'm not sure. Because he's pushing vaccines, and he is pushing vaccines, but the problem about vaccines, before pushing so fast and so powerfully, and invited so 50% of funds coming from Pentagon, this is not something I will do. First I say, why do I need to give this kind of stuff to people, still untested, by the way, in the name of what? So is it a business? Is it some propositions? Is it some direction or some, you know, plan? I know many people love Donald Trump. He has charisma. He can speak.
Kind of.
Kind of, yes. He repeats himself sometimes. But the problem is, I believe, he's a globalist. In fact, he said that. Uh-huh. I think he's more globalist than nationalist. That's all what I say. So you can disagree with me or agree, but I think history will reveal a lot of things about Donald Trump someday. That's all I can tell you. Right now, what I am concerned, that a lot of negative things happen in this country because of politics. A lot of very bad stuff happened here, and it still happened, even worse now. So I wish to see the leaders of this nation stop that mess.
Yes.
Not talk about the mess, but stop it, actually. Stop it. Stop lockdowns. Say, hey, state governments, shut up, okay? You will not lock down my people. I don't want to lose their jobs. Shut up, okay? Find the guts. Say it. Or you agreeing with them then? So what's the problem? What's the story? So I usually count man by his actions, that's all. I don't count man by his verbal expressions. I need to see actions behind. So that's about as far as politically correctly I just answered.
Okay, so here's another combination of questions. So who do we trust in the current government? What is the end goal? And what is the reason for wanting to test people for COVID?
A reason, what test?
Testing for COVID.
Well, so, reason, okay, I start actually, well, who can we trust in government? No. You know what, how to answer this better. Government contain of people, is that right? Walking flesh like us. Mm-hmm. Maybe more corrupt than us. You know, they have bigger salaries, bigger connections, bigger, you know, stocks and all that other stuff. Who can I trust? I trust with the people. Maybe that'd be a good answer. You. I trust you.
Yes.
And I'm not a politician, never will be. I trust you. Because without you, we don't have a republic.
Yes.
What I believe, our politicians destroyed this republic.
Yes.
And I believe they need to be prosecuted for that.
Yes.
Crime.
Yes.
Crime of treason. I mentioned about treason with China. They sold us. They sold us out for penny, maybe a little more than penny, actually. When I have vaccines coming from Chinese military and I need to accept that in my body, I better die first. Because I know if I accept it, there will be a slow death. Okay? If I accept it, I in my knees before the bail system. And communistic China is not the greatest example of life for me, personally. What's another question? See, my mind is going somewhere else now. No, that was on the last one, something.
The testing.
Oh, the testing. Okay. Well, polymerase chain reaction. Wonderful test.
Why are they doing it? Yeah, why?
Well, then I ask you a question. Why the creator of the test died like a few months before COVID starts?
It was coincidental.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. A lot of things coincidental happen in Russia today.
Suicide.
Yeah, I understand. Somebody fall from the window and all that kind of stuff. Died from heart attack. Yes, I knew one, you know, was the director of the Ultra Pure Bio Preparations from Russia. He built super plaque by a weapon. By mistake, he came in UK. Do not go in UK if you're researching designer of bioweapons. They take out of you everything and they kill you after that. That's what's happened with him. So, tests. They all fixed. By World Health Organization, amplification of PCR test is very high now. 42-45%. Everybody positive with that test. Everybody should be 27-30, no more. You think they did this by mistake? No, it's no mistake of any kind. Now, antibody test. What it shown to me? Nothing. That I was exposed sometimes in the past with some kind of coronavirus. It's 7 types of coronaviruses in the world. A 7 which can affect human, and about few hundred which can affect animals. So, which one? A little fragmentation found. Then we built amplified big piece, and whoa, that's a COVID right here. It's not even look like COVID. You know why? A little secret, and I tell you now, that's not a secret. No isolate so far found in the world, purified isolate of SARS-2 COVID virus. It's none. It's not exist. Okay? It's a bunch of stuff, formulations, fragmentations with environmental mess inside. And that's what they call COVID. Not the COVID, SARS-2 virus. So all this test, testing something else then. Remember I told you in the beginning, this is kind of strange pandemic. I never see anything like this in my life. And even if it's actually done, it's done by Chinese laboratory, not by the nature. Another little secret, coronavirus does not create any waves at all. They come and they gone. Two examples, 2003 SARS, came, gone, 10 months. MERS, Middle Eastern coronavirus, came, gone. I think this was 2012. No, this one is special. It's coming in waves. It's just coming and back and coming back. And you know for how long?
Comes out
we heard the bird from special people, yes? You know, all special people there. Yeah, you can all research this, no special birds. Up to 10 years we'll be stuck with these masks. Up to 2030. You like this? You like mandatory masks on you for years? Because COVID is still there. Oh my God, it's killing somebody. I don't know where and how and what and who.
God, he's good.
Anyway, that's about tests. So, very question.
What do you really think?
What I really think? So I'm going around like politician. Yeah, okay, fine.
No, no,
so,
I'm
okay.
Teasing you.
Yeah, all right.
Because you're fun. All right. So, how do we stop this? How do we stop the mandates? And how do we escape from this and avoid getting immunized?
Ooh, yeah.
There's no escape, I'm sorry. I mean, I make my peace. My wife and we make my peace with God. I make my peace. So, what that means? Is that all hopeless? No. If we have God on our side, nothing is hopeless at all. The question is God lift his hands off of this republic? That's the question of the day.
Yes.
Is he behind us? So what I should tell you? In fact, I mentioned word repentance once already. We all need to repent in the sins of America, okay? We all need to repent that we close eyes on so many sins and problems that we put in power bad politicians who are not serving us and not serving God. That's number one problem. Yes. So what should we do about all this? If I say something strange to you, raise up, resist, fight. Ooh, Second Amendment. We have still Second Amendment in this country. I kind of trying to understand. I never had any amendment in Soviet Union. Chinese don't have any amendments. Australians don't have any amendments. Maybe that's why police officers dragging people out of the cars by the hair if they don't have a mask on. Do we need that kind of life? I don't think we deserve it. Or maybe we are deserved it. Then fight. Then raise up. Then unite. Then unite. How can we unite? We unite right now, all sitting us here. Nobody left yet. I was waiting for this. You know? Maybe because NSA hearing anywhere this message, so what's the difference? You don't need to call them. I understand. It's fine. Fine inside your heart. Investigate. What do you think about this? It's coming to your door. This is a difficult part because I lived under this type of environment, okay? When you're sitting at the dinner with your friends and families and you start joking about Politburo or Communistic Party or somebody in there, and walls have ears, and they come in, not immediately, next night, usually at night, okay? And they like black color, I don't know why. Not Suburbans, but black vehicles for sure. And they take people, and they never see them again. Is this a life we're supposed to live in this republic? So what I'm telling you, what can I tell you? I'm trying to ignite the fire inside your heart right now. All what I want that you leave this presentation today, you will remember what I said. Because it is coming to your door and my door eventually. We can hold on for a while because we have a good police officer, highway patrols, sheriffs and all. They might knock down our doors, but somebody else is coming to knock down our doors. And those don't have a mercy. So what, they put you down and stick a needle in you? Well, maybe that's come to this. I don't know. I don't want to predict, but I know one thing. Agenda is moving. The bail system is before us. And it's much bigger than Goliath. It's a mountain. Without God, we all be gone. So it's only God is my answer, and I hope it's yours.
Amen.
That's all I can say. Then what do? We disorganize. We don't have a special units, you know, like a special teams with the weapons, you know, and going somewhere and chasing somebody. Is that what we're supposed to do? Is this the God's will? First thing you need to ask yourself. Is this what we're supposed to actually do? During invasion of Brits, things happened. Long time ago, is that right? How much percentage of population raised up? 3%? 4%? 1% be enough to stop the world order. Even 1%, even 0.5%, as long as you have a desire in your heart and you make a decision about your personal life. Yes. I'm worried about my daughter. She lives in Arizona. Okay, I'm worried about her. I'm worried that she take vaccine. We're talking about her about this every day. We're trying. And she's not very closely walking with the Lord right now. She has no strength, no backbone now. So we're trying to be backbone for her. I don't know what's happened, but nothing good will happen. I know that. If we not stop that madness, it's a madness, people. This vaccination is absolute madness, what's coming now.
Amen.
It's madness. How we stop the madness? We, the people, where we are. As long as the Constitution just the ink lands somewhere, we always lose. You need to have a constitution of this nation inside your heart. And I'm a stranger in the land preaching this to you. I'm not born here, but I love constitution of this nation because the best document after Bible I never seen in my life.
Yeah. Woo!
So how many guns should I have in my pocket? Do I need optics? What do I do? Should I have RPGs? No, what you need is unite together. That's what you need, because when we unite, we're strong. When we separate, bail system wins.
That's why they're masking us up and keeping us out of church.
Right.
Yep, and we can't let it happen. That's what we're about, resisting it.
That's right.
So, the founding fathers shed their blood, right? They didn't want to be under the system, and they didn't want their children under the system, and they were willing to go to battle for it. Now, I'm not inciting violence. I'm not saying go out there and get them. I'm saying it's probably going to take blood, and we're going to have to resist with our lives for the sake of our children and grandchildren. So it's not an uplifting message, but The uplifting part is you got to be in Christ. That's the only way that we're going to get through it, and we have to bond together. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for speaking and answering our questions. Fabulous. Before we go, I want to tell you about some upcoming events, okay? We have flyers on the back table. Take us back. Give them to your friends. Distribute them on car windshields and parking lots as long as it is permitted. We don't want to get in trouble. The church will get a phone call. I'll get a phone call if we do it in places where there's a sign that prohibits it. We have meetings twice a month here. First and third Tuesdays of the month, same time. Tonight was a special meeting. It's the second Tuesday of the month, but we wanted Igor to come. This Thursday is the Larimer County Board of Health public meeting. It's a Zoom call. Is everybody on our newsletter list? Did you get our newsletter this morning? No. Who got our newsletter this morning? Okay, there's a whole bunch of you. Go check your spam. Make sure, if you have put your name on our newsletter list and you've signed up for it and you're not getting it, go check your spam, okay? Also, check Keep Colorado Free and Open events page. So we cannot post events to the group page and have them go public because it's a private group. You have to go to our Keep Colorado Free and Open events page. That's where you'll see public events. We repost those onto the group. We repost them to all kinds of Patriot groups throughout Colorado, but it gets buried in the feeds really quickly. So the newsletter is the way. We're also working on a texting system like we had with FEC to hopefully get people involved that way. So watch it. There's flyers back there. Anyhow, the Zoom call is this Thursday. We're asking people to prepare a 2-minute comment. That's all that you have, each person. On the newsletter that was sent out today, there are examples of a script for how to formulate a comment, how this is impacting you, what is the disparity that you see between the statistics, the data, and what's going on with legislation? Well, not legislation. With executive people making legislation or non-executive people like volunteers through the Board of Health. Anyhow, the meeting is 6 p.m. Thursday night. We have to fill up that time and let our voices be heard. It's enough. We cannot be the silent majority anymore. We have to speak up. We have to be active. We can't expect somebody else to do it for us. Left is being heard. They're loud, they're violent, they cause all kinds of chaos. We need to do the same in a lawful way. This is a forum for that. So the Zoom link is on the newsletter. You can also go to their webpage and find it, to the Larimer County Board of Health. Next Sunday, in fact every Sunday night, at 6:30 p.m. at Loveland Athletic Club, blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses. They have their 401ks wrapped up into their businesses. They have their houses wrapped up into their businesses as collateral, and it's scary. But what we're encouraging business owners to do is stand. Stand. It takes due process. You have to go before a judge before they can take your property from you. They can't just take it. But we have in our heads that it's going to be immediate. Boom, they're going to come in and shut us down. They can't do that. On top of it, the sheriff is the one who delivers the orders. He's told us he's not enforcing the mandates. So if you're a business owner, come. Yeah, come to Loveland Athletic Club. If you know business owners, invite them. They need the support instead of feeling like they're alone out there, okay? The next event, next Tuesday. So this will be the third Tuesday of the month.
Are those events on that sheet?
Yes. They're all on that sheet. They're also on our Facebook page, they're on our website, they're on MeWe, they're on Meetup, they're all over the place, okay? There's many ways that you can connect with us and the newsletter that comes out weekly. Carrie Savage, raise your hand, Carrie. Woo! She owns Grandpa's Cafe in Berthoud. This brave woman opened in defiance way back in May. Yeah, and she stayed open. She's been threatened. Nothing's happened. She's going to tell us her story. And Shane McWaters, who shared last time, I believe, a little bit about the Exclusive Project, which is a campaign system that's going to organize us into all targeting certain officials and getting our voice to be heard. This is what the left does. Have you ever heard of Indivisibles? Look it up, Google it, indivisible.com. This is where the left goes every single day. It's their religion. They get up in the morning and instead of doing their devotion, they check Indivisible. Oh, today I'm supposed to call Senator so-and-so and I'm supposed to tell him about this particular issue that's important to all of us. And I need to demand that he does this and this and this for us. They all do it. They blow up the phone lines and the legislators listen. Why don't they listen to us? Because we're not doing that. This is what Shane's project does, and he's going to talk about it. That's next Tuesday. Same time, same place, 6 p.m. And then the first Tuesday in December, we have a gal coming from Make Americans Free Again. Have you guys heard of this group in Ohio? Oh, is that you? Are you the gal? Okay, because I haven't met her in person yet. I've only talked to her on the phone. Is it Shannon or Shannon? Do you know how to say her name? Shannon, okay, Shannon Klubin Collins, CCC. She is spearheading the Colorado group that's like the Ohio group, started by Pamela Popper. If you don't know Dr. Pamela Popper, look her up on YouTube. She gets all of this and agrees with Igor. They have a lawsuit that they filed basically to prove that there is no more emergency in the state of Ohio. Duh. Same thing here. Why are they taking down the field hospitals if there's an emergency? There's not. So they're proving it legally, and they're holding back the tide in Ohio. She's bringing the same lawsuit here to Colorado. She's found a lawyer. She's going to talk about that lawsuit, yes, on December 1st. And we're also going to talk about fundraising for that. It's going to take like $125,000 to get a lawyer to take this on and to put it through court. We're going to have to band together to do it. So Keep Colorado Free and Open is looking at opening an account for that money to go into. There's going to be high transparency and accountability, probably across several organizations, to collect that money. So she's going to be talking about that. She's going out there to Ohio this week to talk to Pamela Popper and her legal counsel about it and to bring it here to Colorado. So their vision is to bring that out to every state. Okay? Lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits. Keep them busy. Legislate. But their governor is not continuing to push them and pressure them because they have the legal backing behind them that's holding that back. Okay? That's a lot of info, but I wanted to kind of give you the overview. We have lots of things going on. Please invite your friends. We need to build the community. It's not an ego thing, it's a support thing, and we have to band together if we're gonna win this. Yes?
Do you have an update on the recall?
Recall. Do you wanna give an update, Terry? No, okay. They're counting signatures right now. So petitions are turned in tomorrow. There's supposed to be a meeting with the Secretary of State by Friday. Hopefully we have enough signatures plus surplus to be able to go to the next step. I didn't tell you about this event. On Sunday, the 22nd of November, we're gonna have another special meeting. I contacted all of the Colorado governor candidates who could be replacing Jared Polis. And we're gonna have, a forum, yes. So you're going to get to meet them and hear from them about what their positions are and everything on medical autonomy, on oil and gas, on highways and transportation, on taxes. You want to hear about it. They're going to be here. Hopefully. I contacted them. Greg Lopez has already committed to be here. He's super excited. Yeah. He's amazing. So Kevin Lundberg will be moderating that. Yes.
I've got it on my personal page, but we've also recorded it. If you'll go to Julie's on the Keep Colorado Free and Open page, it's recorded in there.
Okay.
on the events page that I mentioned. So that's where all of our events are posted. Again, we can't make them public on our group. The group is a safe place where we don't have people coming in and attacking us and infiltrating. The page is where we put all the events, and then we share it from there to all the other groups, okay? So it'll be on there. And I think that there's a way that we can download it too.
Yeah, I saved it online.
And we'll put it up maybe on BitChute or a safe place like that, okay?
I have one more thing. I feel really strongly that we're supposed to pray over Igor.
Over who?
I think that we need a prayer over,
okay,
over Igor.
We'll do that. So that's kind of the end. We need volunteers. There's a donations jar back there. It costs money for the church to open up, to have a sound person, to start the heat. They don't heat this in the winter. So please donate in the jar. Everything that we do is self-funded. So whatever you can do to help would be great. We also need volunteers. We need a PR person who can help publicize all of these events. It takes about probably 15 minutes a day, maybe 30 minutes a day per event. When we have lots of events going, we need help. So we need people to be able to post them to multiple groups, get the word out for us. If you can do that, if you like that, we need your help. We also need people to help with registration and check-in at our events. We need a surplus because there's always something that comes up with people having to run their kids to wrestling matches or somebody gets sick or whatever.
Who's
I'm not naming names.
Sorry.
No, this is just life. So we need a surplus of volunteers instead of a shortfall. I think that's it. Get some flyers to pass out. And then, Bob, would you come up? And Igor, would you come up? And we're just going to close in prayer. And would you just...